Oh, Sybil.
Oh, Tom.
Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner. I won't ask how you are. I know.
J. Anthony Brown.
It's the most amazing thing in the world. Russell Wilson throws an interception, and the only person I thought about was my boss. What, I mean, like, what?
Yeah.
I know. It's not your fault. I know.
Yeah, it looks bad. I know.
I mean, we're talking all season, all the way up to the Super Bowl, Sybil.
Okay. I've been working on some at least.
Because you've had about 8 hours or so to kind of work on this.
Okay, here's the only, I got two at least.
Okay, give us one. Just give us your best one and then kind of parcel it out for the next 4 hours because you're going to need it.
Yeah, don't use them all.
Yeah, don't use it all.
1 hour.
Yeah.
No, I might as well just go on because it's not going
to. Okay.
Okay. At least now nobody wants to talk to Marshawn.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. And the other one is, at least the balls were inflated. Mm. That's all I got.
As opposed to our hopes and dreams for the Seattle Seahawks.
They were doomed from the minute he said, I pick Seattle. Sybil, you saw it. I mean, this is not, and not only just lose, people got hurt this year.
What do you mean?
Cam Newton had an accident.
There were physical casualties. There were some damage.
All three of the black quarterbacks.
Of the Jets. They did not do well. Hmm. Poor Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis?
Of the Bengals.
Even the commercials were bad.
You gonna blame it? Wait a minute now.
No. The commercials this year were just like clips. They weren't even like real, just clips.
I thought some of them were good.
You didn't like the commercials?
On average, what do you say, Sybil? Not really good.
Well, I think that, you know, now the expectations are just so high for the Super Bowl commercials that, you know, we were like, oh, I can't wait for it. And they get there, and there's a lot of pressure on those people that put those commercials together. So they weren't, you know, as great as remembered in the past, but I didn't think they were that
bad. It's a lot
bad.
Of pressure on me. What about me?
Well, you took the pressure off. The pressure off the commercial makers.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Tom.
Unbelievable, man.
Did you have security coming to work this morning?
Did you?
I thought your work was great when you took out the city of Detroit, but
wow.
Man, this...
Wow, the city.
I took the whole
Detroit.
City out.
And their mayor.
And the mayor. What did you think of when you saw the interception?
Yeah, when you saw it.
When you saw it.
Oh, I know. Whose fault did you think it was? Who should take responsibility for that loss?
Who called the play?
Probably the offensive coordinator.
Who picked the team? How about that?
It could have been the head coach. It could have been Pete Carroll. It could have been the OC, the offensive coordinator. It could have been. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That was the wrong play.
Okay.
Wow.
Play should have been to Marshawn Lynch around the end.
Is that
Beast
an at
mode.
Least? Is that an at least?
At least no. I didn't call the wrong play.
You using that one as one of your at least?
Is that it? At least?
It is not my fault. They didn't want Marshawn Lynch to be the most valuable player, grab his package, and not talk to the media some more. Not talk to the media because they would have made him more of a mockery.
Who didn't?
They.
Yeah.
They.
Who did Roger Goodell, NFL, he made the call.
Roger Goodell made the
Roger
call.
Roger Goodell made
yes.
the
call? Yes. To Pete Carroll.
Okay. And Pete Carroll said, gotcha, boss.
Gotcha, boss. We'll make Russell Wilson the most valuable player.
And lose.
But we will not, under no circumstances, give that ball to Marshawn Lynch like they're supposed to. Everybody knew it was going to Marshawn Lynch. He was supposed to beast mode, right into the end zone, win the game, grab his package, and not speak to the media.
Yeah, when you're home by yourself, that sounds great.
It's right there.
When you're rah-rah.
And you're trying to go to sleep, and you're thinking of what am I going to say in the morning?
So last night, those at least were, here's what I'm going to say.
Okay. How about this?
How did they react on social media?
Oh, my God.
Really?
They told me a new one. Oh, I mean, they called me the most valuable player for the Patriots.
And that was the nice stuff that they said.
Oh, my on your God. Own website?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Tell me out, man.
God, what a good game. And hats off to Seattle, man. I mean, they went twice, two times in a row. They lost.
They could not make Marshawn Lynch the most valuable player.
Okay.
They could not let him win the game.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
And make a fool out of the NFL some more.
So it's all on Roger Goodell making
and
the call.
And Pete Carroll, yeah.
Pete Carroll, gotcha.
Yeah, the coach.
Oh. Seattle Seahawks.
He talked to him.
Talked to the head coach.
He called him up.
He said, whatever you do, Pete Carroll, don't give that ball to Marshawn Lynch like you're supposed to.
Right. No beast mode for you.
No.
No. You take the loss.
And the coach for Seattle said, yes, sir, I'm on it.
Right.
You got it, coach.
White man to white man.
Right.
Okay.
Commissioner, whatever you say.
Well, did you hear Roger Goodell call out your name?
I heard he did call out my name when he handed the trophy to wing the Patriots.
Tom. In the name of Tom Joyner and all the jinxes that brought you here today.
I didn't see it, but someone said that's what he did.
Oh, okay.
I was a scapegoat.
You're using up your excuses again?
You're going to use them all at the top, man. What a game. What a good game.
It was a good game. For the loss and everything, that
was... Hats out to Russell Wilson and the Seahawks and the coach in Seattle. Great job, man.
What about Marshawn Lynch? Nothing for Marshawn
Russell
Lynch?
Russell don't care. He get his money.
I hope he does get his money. I hope finally he does start making some money. Yeah.
They announced that they came to an agreement for Marshawn Lynch before the game.
Before the game. See, that was a mistake. That was a mistake.
Marshawn Lynch did good.
He did okay.
He should have won the game.
Yeah, you're right, man. I pick Seattle.
I'm going with
Seattle. It used to be sin, but now it's...
No, just...
I'm going with Seattle.
Okay.
This is the scariest thing I've been involved in.
The word used to be... The scariest word was...
Used to be sin, but now it's...
I support.
I'm going with... I pick...
Are the scariest...
You saw Mitt Romney drop out of the presidential race before you could even make a call.
And Chris Christie said, no, I don't want him calling my name.
Change my number.
Oh, my goodness.
This is going to be one long 4-hour show.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I want to send myself home.
Oh, no. Nah.
You can't. We got too much work to do.
We got you back. We're way, way, way behind you, but we got you back,
boss.
That's so messed up.
You go ahead.
We got it.
Let's go.